Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, here's the question that people have who are Bible students. Is the Antichrist, is he killed? Does he really die? Or is he just kind of for the three, it talks about the days that he lays dead, 3.5 days, 3 days, whatever, he lays dead there. Is he like he's in swoon, he's just unconscious, or is he really dead? I think the scriptures are clear, and we're going to look at it just a minute, that he is literally dead. Again, I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm glad Doug's not here because he's preaching the temples here, so I'm really intimidated with temple. He's a Greek scholar. I looked these words up in the Greek, okay, just to look at this. When it talks about he was wounded to death, the word wound here is that word sphazo. Did I say that right? Maybe not. I probably butchered it. It's mentioned, it's used 10 times in Scripture, and it's used in Revelation, some of them is Revelation 5, 6, 9, and 12, where it talks about the Lamb who was slain, about Jesus Christ. He uses that same word that he uses here for the Antichrist, that he was wounded to death, is referred to in Revelation 5. Jesus Christ was slain. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus Christ really die? Absolutely. It's the same word that he, and there's so much more I could say. It literally means it means mortally wounded, put to death by violence. So the Antichrist, I believe, is wounded to death. The word death is that thanatos. Again, just shake your head, nod your head. That's right. You can correct me afterwards, you know, make me feel good. Okay, it's that word thanatos. It literally means loss of life. It's used 119 times in the New Testament, this one word. And every time it's used 119 times, it refers to a loss of life. So when it speaks here in verse number 3 that he was received put to death by violence, and he lost his life, it's pretty clear to me that he died. He died. And then the rest of, and his deadly wound was healed. The word healed, we get that word therapeutic from it. It literally means he was restored to health. And then it says, and all the world wondered after the beast. The word wondered here means they were amazed. They saw this guy and he was killed. I think the Bible's pretty clear about this. He was killed, and early in Scripture, it talks about him. Let's see. I'll find it later. Let me keep moving. Anyway, where he lies in state, the whole world mourns over his death, and he rises supernaturally. Notice I didn't say he resurrects from the dead. When people resurrect from the dead, they receive a new body. There's a difference. I want you to understand the difference between rising from the dead and resurrection from the dead. When it refers to resurrection of the dead, it refers to Jesus. When he rose from the dead, he received a resurrected body. He received a glorified body. But there's a lot of people who rose from the dead who didn't receive glorified bodies. Lazarus, come forth out of the grave. He rose from the dead. Are you following? He didn't receive a glorified body. Is this boring to y'all? It's interesting. When Elijah or Elisha, whoever the Old Testament prophet, who was that? Laid on the widow's son, you Bible students. And he prayed and the widow's son rose from the dead. That widow's son's not still around today. He died somewhere. Lazarus not still around. He died somewhere. Meaning they didn't get a resurrected body, glorified. Are y'all following? They died. Okay. So there's a difference between we're going to receive a resurrected body. Amen. The second death. Let me throw this one at you. Those that are in hell today and they stand before the great white throne judgment, they're not going to get a resurrected body. They're going to rise from the dead. Death and hell. Isn't that amazing? I hope y'all see the difference. There's so much here. Ain't Bible study a wonderful thing? Anyway, turn me to Zechariah chapter number 11. If y'all can, Zechariah, it's the next to the last book in the Old Testament. There's Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So you're going to have a problem finding it. It's the next to the last book in the Old Testament. There's something tucked away in Zechariah chapter number 11, verse number 17, that a lot of people skip over, but it ties in with what we're talking about today, about him receiving that deadly wound. Zechariah 11, 17. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The idle shepherd is referring to the Antichrist. He leaveth the flock. Again, referring to Israel. Okay? The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. What does that mean, preacher? Here's what I believe. I put them together, okay? To rightly interpret Scripture, not try to pull something here or there. We just read in Revelation 13 where he receives a deadly wound. In Zechariah 11, it talks about his right eye and his arm, how it's dried up. Let me turn that back again so I can look at that one more time with you. Where the sword shall be on his arm and upon his right eye, his arm shall be dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. In other words, he can't see out of his eye anymore. Okay, here's what I believe happens, and we'll do this in 2 minutes, okay? This happens in the middle of tribulation period. 42 months have taken place. As a matter of fact, we see in verse number 40, in verse number 6 of Revelation chapter number 13, or verse number 5, that power was given to him for the last half of this tribulation period, the last 42 months. So in the middle of the tribulation period, Michael cast out Satan to the earth. And at that same time, the Antichrist is killed. We read that in Zechariah 11. He receives this deadly wound. He lays in state in the same way that Satan entered into Judas. Remember when Judas betrayed Jesus? He entered into Judas. Satan will enter into the Antichrist, and he will rise from the dead. And Satan has gave him power and his seed and great authority. And he stands up. He was dead, and now he's alive. Why does this? God allows it. This is all God's plan and program. I wish, and time's getting away. God allows this to take place. Satan takes possession of the Antichrist. And the Antichrist stands up after he's been shot and all. He enters into the temple that's been built, declares himself to be God. That's the abomination of desolation. And that's when Matthew 24 and 25 kicks in. Says, woe unto you when you see the abomination of desolation. Woe unto those mamas who give suck to their babies. Pray that your flight not be in winter and that it's not be on the Sabbath day. All of this is taking place during this time right here. In the middle of the week in the tribulation period, 42 months, times and half times, 1260 days. Are you following that? I'm glad you do, because I get lost in this myself. Isn't the Bible wonderful? Wonderful. Well, let me give you this and we're going to quit. We got a lot going on this morning. Verse number 4, and they worshiped the dragon, Satan, who gave power unto the beast, the Antichrist. Are you following? Okay. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? He was dead. You can't even kill this guy. And the whole world followed the Antichrist now. For the first 3.5 years, he was making his, kind of making his way up to the top. But now he's the ruler from here on. And then he went from, and I'll give you this, he went from being wounded to being worshipped. I like that. That's a good note. He went from being wounded to being worshipped. And I'll close with this. I'm glad I'm not going to be here, by the way. We're not going to be here. And as John the apostle said in Revelation 22, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm looking for him to come today, aren't you? Hope you're ready. Hope you're ready for him. Father, we thank you for your word, or for the truth of Scripture, or for your son, Jesus, or because of what he did for Calvary, Lord. We'll be going home one day. And until we go home, may we be found faithful serving you. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.